My name is Julian Bonds. I'm director of the Christian Muslim Forum. And the Christian Muslim Forum was set up in 2006 by the current Archbishop of Canterbury, Dr. Rowan Williams, to create at national level a place where Christians and Muslims could meet and develop good relationships.
How important is religion and the unity of religions for establishing peace in the world?
Well, unity and good relationships between different religions is vitally important, because one of the issues in our society is people look at religion and point to religion as a source of conflict, and wrongly say that religion is behind all or most of the wars and conflicts that are around the world. And in actual fact, religion has very little to do with any of those conflicts. There is a challenge for individual religious people and leaders to live up to their faith, to be good role models, good examples to their communities and their congregations, and show how being committed to your own faith is not an obstacle to building relationships with people of other faiths, and to show how, as people of faith, we have a concern for peaceful neighbourhoods, peaceful communities, peaceful societies, and good understanding between the different religions, and living out the command which is in all our religions of loving God and loving our neighbour.
Okay, what do you think about the works of Hari Yahya, struggling for the unity of religions and for religious morality to prevail in the world?
The works of Harun Yahya and others like him, which look for the riches and the treasures in his own Islamic tradition and in the other traditions, Christianity and Judaism, is vital. And especially vital to draw the parallels and the similarities between the different religions, and to show how the message of peace and dialogue and unity is there in all those religions, and that they're not opposed to each other. So that's really important. And it's also really useful for Christians to know that there are Muslim and other scholars who are looking at our Christian tradition and our scriptures and treating them seriously and respectfully and engaging with what's in there, because it opens up the possibility of dialogue. So for myself, leading a Bible study session in my church, I use some of Harun Yahya's material. So his book, The Return of Jesus, I use some of that material, and we reflected on what it means for us to talk about the return of Jesus and the shared hope of Christians and Muslims and the Jewish expectation for the Messiah. It's very good to be on Channel A9, and I wish you well with your broadcasting and with proclaiming a message of peace and tolerance and respect and gentleness and dialogue, and hope that many people will tune in and will hear good things in the media about religion, which challenges quite a lot of what we see around the world in this country and elsewhere, which presents religion negatively. Thank you very much.